into right field. He has got a no-hitter for Dave Steve.
Since 1977, the Toronto Blue Jays have produced multiple All-Stars and Hall of Famers during their near 50 years of existence. On today's episode of the Behind the Runner podcast, I'm Justin Shin, along with Martin Oldjuice, and today we dive into the top five Blue Jays of all time. So Martin, when you look back at this incredible Blue Jays franchise, which player sticks out to you as an all-time great?
Well, to me, Roy Halladay was the embodiment of a great pitcher, pitching multiple times over 200 innings in his Jays tenure, striking out 200 batters six times in his career, and winning a Cy Young in 2003. His ceremony in 2018 really showed the legacy and the emotion that Toronto fans felt with Roy Halladay, and if he was more with a good Blue Jays team, people would remember him more as the greatest Blue Jay of all time, in my opinion.
You know, those are certainly great points. Halladay had a tremendous career and was certainly one of the best to ever put on a Jays uniform. But I think another great pitcher who spent a significant time here is Dave Steeb. He spent 15 of his 16 big league seasons in Toronto, where he won 175 games, put up a 3.2 ERA, and struck out 1,658, along with playing a crucial role in the World Series championship in 1992. He also was an All-Star seven times in Toronto, the most of any player to ever wear a Jays uniform. Dave Steeb was also arguably one of the best pitchers who's never won the Cy Young Award.
Considering Steeb led the team before all time, which is a big stat, and to be honest, that basically shows that you're way better than league average. You could definitely make your argument if he wasn't injured that you'd be in a Hall of Fame. Another player I would argue that was on the Blue Jays for a considerable time is Jose Bautista. While Bautista was only here for about 8 to 9 years, his legacy was impactful. In that time, Bautista was a six-time All-Star. He won three Silver Sluggers. His legacy in the clubhouse, too, and his impact really showed off why he was one of the best Blue Jays of all time.
Well, you know, another hitter who was extremely productive in his time with Toronto was the late Tony Fernandez. He played 12 seasons here. He put up a near 300 batting average, 613 RBIs, and a 765 OPS. He was also a three-time All-Star here, but the thing that stands out to me about him is his underrated defense. Not many guys win as many gold gloves as Tony Fernandez did. He won four in his time with Toronto. It may not seem like a lot, but to do what he did defensively as well in Toronto is pretty incredible. Along with his three postseasons here, he had 333 and was also a pivotal part of the championship team that won it all in 1993.
If Tony Fernandez is a top five Blue Jay, then Edwin Encarnacion has to be there. In a short time, he had 35 career WAR with the Blue Jays, which is like 8 per year. That's phenomenal. He's a three-time All-Star. He was basically double the average in hitting each year with Toronto in general. And he had that great postseason too in like 2015 and 2016 when he hit those clutch hits. He had those few great home runs, especially that home run off Ubaldo Jimenez in Game 5 of the 2016 AL wildcard game. His legacy, while short, was definitely very impactful.
I certainly believe that Edwin had a great time in Toronto, but personally, I think that Carlos Delgado should be filling the number 5 spot. He also, like Tony Fernandez, played 12 years here, but he batted .282 and hit 336 homers with 1,058 RBIs and had a 949 OPS. You know, he also represented Toronto twice as an All-Star to go along with three Silver Slugger Awards and the Hank Aaron Award in 2000. But the thing that stands out to me is the fact that he, in his two All-Star seasons, was second and fourth in American League MVP voting. The Blue Jays have only gotten two MVPs in, like, ever, George Bell and Josh Donaldson. But it's very rare that guys who are successful in Toronto get as many MVP votings as Carlos Delgado.
Well, Delgado did have a longer impact, and I can't agree with that. And he did play in a time where deuce balls weren't as relevant. There were bigger ballparks, and there was no shift, so it was harder to hit. I believe if Encarnacion does sign that three-year extension, doesn't go to Cleveland, I do believe he's then fifth. But I can agree that he's not as good as Delgado in his time with the Blue Jays.
Well, now one question is looming on my mind, and that's who could the next player be to crack this list?
I would say Bichette, based on his hitting, his potential, and his improved defense, and honestly, my opinion.
Well, you know what? I think that the future of this team is going to be great, and I'm so looking forward to see what's in store for the Blue Jays. For this episode of the Behind the Runner podcast, I'm Justin Shin with Martin Oldjuice. Have a wonderful day.
Against the Texas Rangers, and he knew it.